Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You worry about making a mistake, you're probably going to end up making one because you're overthinking. And we told our guys, like, look, go out there. You guys are plenty of talented enough. It's our job to put you guys in the right position. Go cut it loose. And effort helps overcome mistakes. So if you make a mistake, but 11, you know, the 10 other guys are running to the football, we could kind of negate some big plays from happening. So you can't play scared or passive in the game of football, especially not on defense, man. And we preach about dictating the tempo, and I think our guys have really taken that message to heart, especially these last couple weeks of just cutting it loose, trusting their training, and go get it.
So that's Zach Gore talking about the defense having the right mentality, and credit to them, and some of this is who they played. But they haven't given up more than 19 points in a game since October the 5th. This weekend, it'll be, what, the 23rd of November when they play their next game.
Three offensive touchdowns allowed since week 7. Best in the NFL.
So what about the run defense? Are you buying what they're selling against the run?
I still think that this is a serious area of concern. And I think, again, we're not going to find out a lot about it against teams that aren't going to the playoffs, that are going to trail the Ravens. Or, like, I mean, look, I think we could have found more out about it in Miami. He didn't run his offense through Achane. Like, I don't know what the hell McDaniel was doing. You look at what he's done since then, and you're like, man, if he had done that in the Ravens game, and he went for a couple fourth and short against a defense that hasn't been great in those situations, instead of having his kicker miss easy field goals, might have been a different game. But regardless, I mean, look, they're allowing 4.6 yards per carry. That's bottom 10 in the NFL. They're 20th in rush defense EPA, 15th in success rate. They've allowed 11 rushing touchdowns. That's bottom 10 in the NFL. They're 16th in third down rushing conversions. I found this to be particularly problematic. They're 27th in the league in yards before contact per rush. They're worse than even Buffalo in that metric, and that's an indicator of being bullied and pushed around a little bit. Now, again, we haven't seen volume in the run game lately. They haven't faced that many teams. Like, again, Chicago, Swift barely played in that game. Like, I don't know. Like, I thought a healthy Swift was going to have a game.
Yeah. Now, the other dude, that's...
Like, Chicago's leading the league in rushing yards since week 3, but, like, they were behind. They didn't score early. Defense did the job in the red zone, which is awesome. They didn't really get tested there.
The other dude's been good since that game, but he wasn't as good as Swift in that game.
Look, True Media, you look at their numbers. When people run behind their right tackle, when they run right end on the Ravens, they average 6.4 yards per carry. The Ravens' success rate against runs off right end, 30.8. It's far and away the worst in the NFL. Like, it's not even close. The league average is 56. They're bottom 3 in EPA there. And we've seen it multiple times. Now, again, Detroit, special team. I will admit, special team running the ball. But we've seen teams attack them right up the gut. And I don't think they've I don't think they've really plugged that hole.
That's where they really struggle. They're 27th in yards per carry on inside runs. They've given up the fourth most explosive runs inside. That's 10-plus yards. Now, I will say this. In terms of the regular season, the best rushing attack that they're facing the rest of the way, and it's not even close, is the Jets on Sunday. Jets have the fifth best rushing offense. The rest of the teams they face can't run the football. You get two games against the Steelers.
Well, the Packers are where Josh Jacobs.
New England, that they're using the right back.
Henderson,
I think they can run the ball some.
I'm just saying.
If Jacobs is healthy, they can run the ball.
They can, but they're not. They're all bottom half of the league.
Yeah, Henderson's really
Packers
good
are 19th. Patriots are 20th. Yeah. The Steelers stink. They're 29th. You face them twice. The Bengals stink. They're 30th. You face them twice.
Yeah.
So you're talking bottom half. And in terms of the Steelers and Bengals, four of those games.
I bet you Chase Brown. I bet you in one of those two games, he's pretty damn good. I bet he's good in both.
Their best rushing attack has been against the Steelers. And Chase Brown got off in both those games.
I will say this.
I'm saying, like, I don't think you have to be great to look pretty good against the Ravens. You just have to be in the fight to where you can get volume going in the run game.
I agree with that. Could they get gashed by some of these teams? Yes. But what I'm saying is they're not facing a Detroit. They're not facing a great rushing attack unless you want to count the Jets and Justin Fields isn't starting.
Which is just of all the times wouldn't wait one more week. Like
I'll say this, though, about their run defense, and I don't think it's great. I thought Quinshon Judkins was going to have a nice day against them. And they gave him 17 carries. I thought he was going to outrush Derrick Henry. He had 59 yards on 17 carries. They were able to hold him in a little bit. So, like, that's
surprising. But it's also, you could play the run on the way to the quarterback because, I mean, you're literally, you're playing a game without a quarterback. Mm. So him going off when they know, I mean, there's a reason they went ahead and had Marlon get the surgery.
Yeah.
Like, they literally can't throw the football down the field. So why not just bring 6-7, whatever, and well, if they hand it off, they hand it off. If they don't, they don't. I don't think, I mean, it's not like they were going and getting heavy and bringing in an extra offensive lineman and really committing to the run. I mean, that's just not what Stefanski's done. I think Justin Fields would have been a real problem for them. And we'll never know. Now, Terod did run for like 50 yards in the game he played. I think he ran for 54 yards.
Yeah.
So he may test them a little bit too. I mean, I'll go back to the Chicago game. We all thought Caleb's legs would be a factor. Yes. They didn't even really try it. Ben Johnson didn't lean into design QB draws or any of that stuff. I think a team that sets out to run the ball in the Ravens, that's any good, is going to be able to run the ball in the Ravens.
Now, Breece Hall has shown to be good at times. The issue here is the Ravens probably don't believe the Jets can throw the ball.
Yeah,
it's
sort of the same
situation.
They
have no Garrett Wilson. Yeah. Is Joy Taylor's nephew their best receiving option? And Breece Hall.
It's sort of the same situation as last week, even though you have a lot more faith in Tyrod Taylor than Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. But you can still sell out to stop the run against the Jets because you're not worried about the passing game.
Yeah, I think that's what they'll do, and we'll see. Does Breece Hall still do a little bit more than maybe we thought he might? I mean, you just start looking towards the playoffs. Like,
if they face the
Sean
Colts,
Payton doesn't have a feature Denver, back, but like they'll commit to the run, and you have to respect Bo Nix. The Buffalo Bills can run the football.
Yeah,
The Indianapolis Colts can really run the football. Chiefs. But yeah, there's going to be some matchups that I think. And that New England game is going to be interesting for me because I think Vrabel's going to go old school bare knuckle there. And I think he's going to try to protect his quarterback, MVP or not. And he's going to have two backs at his disposal that he trusts. And I think he's not averse to going jumbo. So that could be a test.
Like I said, it's definitely a concern long term. I guess what's going in the Ravens' favor is the remaining schedule. That's not a superpower of any of these teams. It's not one of their strengths.
No, they're not facing the Colts week 14.
Like Lions
Yeah. I'd be interested to see, not that I think they'd have success, but what that would look like against the Lions now. Like, how much different, how bad does it get? Do they rush for 250 again against the Ravens? And granted, they're...
I think it would depend on where the game was... Well, it's not going to... That game's played.
We're happy. You're going to get on a bus and have to go to San Francisco.
Yeah.
That's a long bus ride.
I'll be all right. Yeah, I don't know if they'd have to run for 250 again to beat them. I think they could have beat them anywhere they wanted to.
On that day, for sure. They had 290-plus yard drives. The Ravens had them hemmed inside the five twice, I think, and they scored touchdowns.
Did it two different ways.
Yeah.
I think they have issues up front. And I think, again, I think quality teams will expose that.
Northern Exposure coming up next. By the way, we're going to talk to Tim Murray, best bets from college football, 3:30. Andy Koska breaks down the Grayson Rodriguez trade from the Baltimore Banner at 4. But could Harbs be the last coach standing in this division after the season? Northern Exposure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Next here on The Fan.
Aaron always wants to play. Opponent has nothing to do with it. It's his love affair with the game of football.
Yeah, I mean, we gave them everything we had. They upheld the suspension. And so as a team, we just got to move forward. You know, still support Jamar, and I have supported Jamar, but we got to focus on New England now and look forward to getting Jamar back next Monday.
Yeah, I think you're always trying to do that, Mary Kay, with all your players, make sure that they're comfortable. And it's no different with Shador in there. You want to make sure that all the concepts are things that he feels confident in. Obviously, you know, having been around him over the months, you get a good sense of the things that he's, you know, fit his eye, so to speak. So definitely want to lean into those type of things. And he's working very hard.
So you heard Mike Tomlin on Aaron Rodgers, Zach Taylor on Jamar Chase, and then Kevin Stefanski on Shador Sanders, who will be making his first career start Sunday against the Vegas Raiders. So is there a possibility, is there a world where come next season, John Harbaugh is the only coach left coaching the team in this division?
I think it's possible.
Mm.
I think it's possible.
Spicy meatball.
All these teams are in –
some form of, if not crisis, then, you know, having to navigate through some thorny issues and or maybe in multiple cases, almost all cases, dodge a quarterback controversy or pending quarterback controversy. Obviously, Tomlin is the primary reason Rodgers is there. Does Rodgers play? Doesn't he play? If he doesn't play and Mason Rudolph plays well, then does that lead to some uncomfortable conversations internally and coaches and management with Rodgers? How does he handle that? Because of the threat of McAfee and all the ways he can go nuclear on your season, do you have to tread around that? So there's that. Obviously, the Shedeur Sanders thing, it's looked weird to a lot of people, the way this coach has distanced himself from him, whatever. Now he's finally playing under duress. The stuff about, we didn't even know what his cadence sounded like from the starting center. Like, there's some stuff there. And then, obviously, Joe Burrow is probably going to want to play. There'll probably be no reason for him to play. And is this Zach Taylor's last stand no matter what? So, like, I think it's going to come to a head in several of these places, and I think at least one of them's not back. Mm-hmm. And if you maybe set the over-under, I'd set it at 1.5.
Yeah.
Slam dunk, one's not back. I'm guessing...
I'm thinking slam dunk, two.
Probably two of the three. Pittsburgh's the wild card, man, because it's just...
I feel like Tomlin would have to force his way out.
Yes. And I've been slamming. They had a horrific offseason. And I said back when they brought in Rodgers, if they didn't make the playoffs, I would get rid of Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin. But Khan got a 3-year contract extension, which is kind of interesting. But if they miss the playoffs after the Ravens got off to a horrific start, Joe Burrow got hurt, and the Browns were the Browns. Like, that's bad, man. And the defense, where it's the highest paid defense in all football, and it's been a massive disappointment. And a lot of the defense is Mike Tomlin. So at some point, you have to change. And you could be so resistant to change, but at some point, you have to change because you're banging your head against the wall. And there's no guarantee.
Let's think about
the
Pittsburgh thing for a minute.
Yeah.
Because it's already ridiculous that they've had three coaches in.
It's insane.
Since 1950 or whatever, 1960. Yeah. But let's think about it. What are the odds? So the odds of that happening in this league are astronomical. What are the odds that all three of them left by their own accord to go off and retire? I mean, a lot of people didn't think Cowher was going to retire that early. He's done nothing but the media since.
Yes.
He didn't retire for 2 years and then come back and take the Pitt job or take the Dolphins job.
He didn't even do the Vermeil thing where he retired for 10 years
so
and came back.
You had literally one guy go off in the sunset having run a dynasty as far as he could have taken it. Another guy leave very early at the top of his game. And then a guy nobody even heard of who they didn't think they were hiring. If you would have told them at the beginning of that process, you're not hiring Wisenhunt. You're not hiring Russ Grimm. You're going to hire this guy, Mike Tomlin, you've never even heard of before.
Yes. Really young.
Right? So they did that. And then, like, so what are the odds that you get Tomlin that young and his fire burns this? I mean, he's still competing. And then he walks off on sabbatical or retirement. No, like, one of these has to end in a different way, right?
Sure. Well, let me ask you this, Jason, because it's been a few weeks and it seems like things have cooled off in terms of the noise. Where it was brought up, could the Steelers trade Tomlin to the Giants? Well, could the Steelers trade Tomlin anywhere?
Sure.
Because I just think it would be very smart on their part because I think you could easily get a first-round pick for Mike Tomlin. And at some point, you got to rebuild. At some point, you need
picks. I hate to think about these things in these terms, but this is the world we're in, and this is the way the league works. What did the Ravens get when David Culley left? Did they get a second?
Because minority thing. I think they got multiple thirds.
I think it's a third for 2 years.
Yeah.
I think that's how it works. But also...
So Mike Tomlin, I guess what I'm saying is, Mike Tomlin's worth more than one. Like, if you just think of the way the compensation works.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a year where San Francisco lost D'Amico Ryans and then they lost somebody in their front office? And they ended up with two picks from the GM and the coach.
That's a good
this
point.
This is a Hall of Fame coach.
Point.
This isn't a guy who's never coached in the league before who we developed. Maybe he'll be good.
Going to Canton.
Maybe he'll be Zach Robinson. We don't know. Like, maybe he'll be good. Maybe he'll be Brian Callahan. But you can have him, and we get in return this compensatory pick. So Mike Tomlin's worth a one and a three. Easy.
Right.
Maybe he's worth two ones.
It makes sense. It definitely makes sense. Now, would you think the team most likely to acquiesce and give that up, would that be New York?
So you want to go coach for them? By the way, officially it was 2-3s for Cully.
2-3.
Yeah. And so this guy's worth more than one. This guy's worth 2-1.
Well, I was just saying baseline. Right. That gets the conversation
now that
started.
They've got this compensation thing going, I think it's all the more cases. Say, we're trading you a Hall of Fame coach in his prime. No, it's 2-1s. Like back when the Browns were talking about Harbaugh, the other Harbaughs, the Harbs we don't call Harbs.
Yeah. Jim.
San Francisco wanted at least 2-1s.
Yeah.
Look, it's going pretty good in Carolina. Like, it's going better than it's gone ever. But remember, that guy Tepper came from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's going to obsess about picks. Like, do I think Tepper would trade him 2-1s for Mike Tomlin? I think he would. Like, do I think Haslam would do it? I mean, even after all the craziness of what he gave up for
Watson.
Would
they trade him in the
division? I don't think they'd want to, but like...
But if I have to play him twice a year?
If I'm Omar, I want that. Like, I want a team that sucks.
Miami should do it. Miami should do it.
I want a team. I want that premium pick so I can get my quarterback and get this thing moving again.
Yeah.
I mean, Miami should do it.
Makes sense. You figure that they're making McDaniel finish the year, but he's not back next year, is he? Like,
I don't think so. So would somebody do it? I absolutely think so.
But do you think this is the year? Let's go down that rabbit hole. They don't make the playoffs. Is this it?
I think it very well could be.
I think this next 3 weeks are going to tell the tale because you've got. At the Bears, home against the Bills, at the Ravens. Like, if they lose all three of those games.
Yeah, that's a tough stretch.
And you still got the Lions and the Ravens again on the schedule.
Yeah, they got to go to Detroit.
Yeah. So that makes things interesting.
No, these next few weeks, I mean, how this Sanders thing goes. I mean, could you imagine if Burrow comes back and then he gets hurt again? Like,
that would be fun.
Not that it would be, like, not that that would have all been Zach Taylor's, like, decision. But somebody's going to have to wear it.
Taylor and Stefanski are probably gone. Like, they're both missing the playoffs again. Yeah,
I agree.
I think so.
And frankly, I don't think it's all their faults.
And the Ravens are going to have a lot to say about this.
Yes.
Because with all the division games.
They've still got three division games left.
Four. Two against
Cincy. Both against Cincy and both against Pittsburgh. They're only done with Cleveland.
It's amazing. The Ravens started 1-5, and Harbs is the only one safe.
But 5-6 weeks ago, that was not the conversation here.
No, it was not. Life comes at you fast. Hey, coming up next, we're already almost to the end of college football season. That's how fast life comes at you. Week 13 in the college football season, we'll get our best bets with our buddy Tim Murray from VSiN next here on The Fan. Week 13 of the college football season kicking off this weekend. Perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline where our friend Tim Murray from VSiN joins us. And Tim, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start with the playoff rankings. Anything surprise you?
Outrage!
Good losses are better than wins. A lot going on there.
I want to start with this. I don't want the ACC to get a team in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Miami's better than everyone in the ACC, but because they have a dope on the sidelines, they've lost two games that they shouldn't have lost. Yes, they beat Notre Dame, and I'm a Notre Dame fan. I get the frustration that all Miami fans are having right now, but the fact of the matter is they haven't been playing great football lately. They did play well last week against NC State, and they play Virginia Tech this weekend. They close at Pitt, and I think they've got an opportunity here down the stretch. I think, you know, this system, which I think for the most part, I like 12 teams being in the playoff. I've never really wanted auto bids. I get why the conferences want it. This is why the conferences want auto bids, guys, because the ACC is bad. Georgia Tech should have lost to Boston College last week. Let's not forget that they got an absolutely fortunate call where they were offsides on the road at Wake Forest. The refs missed it. If they call that penalty, Georgia Tech loses that game to Wake Forest, but it is what it is, and here we are, and Miami needs a seven-leg parlay to hit in order for them to get into the ACC championship game. So, yeah, it's I'll be honest, the team that should be the most upset about the rankings last night is Alabama. I mean, I get it. You lost to Oklahoma, guys. You've got to win over Georgia on the road. You've got to win over Vanderbilt. You've got to win over Tennessee. Like, they have four top 20 wins, and they lost a game in which they outgained the opposition by like 200 yards. They had a post-game win expectancy of 95%. So, to me, it's not the Miami-Notre Dame thing. It's Alabama dropping six spots for losing a game at home by two to Oklahoma.
Tim, before we get to this week's slate of games, I wanted to get your thoughts on Jim Smith, Maryland's AD, coming out saying that Mike Locksley is going to return in 2026. Your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I know where you guys stand. If I had to guess, you probably didn't like it. I'm curious, like, what's the option? You know, like, this is rank Maryland amongst jobs that would be available. It's worse than LSU. It's worse than Florida. It's worse than Virginia Tech. UCLA, debatable. Who are you getting if you have someone? So,
well, let me throw this one at you. It's a moot point now, but my son brought it up, and I thought it was fairly inspired. What about Jim Mora?
Yeah, I think Jim Mora's done an amazing job at UConn. Sure. I mean,
he'd bring the quarterback with him. He wouldn't have to bring the quarterback with him here.
I will say, PTSD, though, of UConn coaches coming to Maryland?
Well, yeah, I hear you.
There is that.
Hey, it was his dream job, though. That's all you need to hear. Hey, it was. If it's your dream job, don't wear hats inside, and, you're going to lose a lot of football games. What a terrible hire that was. Yeah.
That was after the Mike Leach debacle.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. You guys are more in on it than I am. I didn't have that big of an issue with it. I know this year has stunk. All right, let's pivot on to this weekend. I think Maryland's competitive this weekend against Michigan. You got Michigan looking ahead to Ohio State. You guys would know better than me. My gut feel, correct me if I'm wrong, I think this news went over well in the locker room. Fair?
Is he still
liked in that locker room? I mean,
I think
you get a good effort from the Terps this weekend. I don't think Michigan is anything to write home about. They probably should have lost to Northwestern last weekend. And maybe it'll be another excruciating loss like Nebraska and Washington, but that would be a cover. I mean, Maryland's 14-point dogs. Michigan's got Ohio State next weekend. you know, Michigan does still have, like, there's a pathway. If Michigan wins out, I mean, look, here's the thing. I'll say this about Michigan. You know, right now, if I told you Michigan beats Ohio State, I think most people would be like, ha, no way. They were a bigger underdog last year when they beat Ohio State. They were a 20.5-point underdog last year, and they beat Ohio State. Now, Ohio State, for some reason, had an absolute brain fart with play calling and decided to run the ball up the middle like 20 times in that game and ultimately got upset. But Ohio State, I mean, that's the thing, too, like going back to the playoff. Like, if Michigan wins out, I think they're in. I mean, I guess if they win out, they would actually make it to the Big Ten championship game. Maybe Oregon. There's some sort of tiebreakers there. But, yeah, there's some weird scenarios out there from a playoff standpoint. But I'm okay with it. I don't live in Maryland like you guys do. I'm not every day with it. I've always thought that Loxley has done a good job. Obviously not a great job. I don't think he's been horrible. But I was really hoping for a bowl season, which is not impossible. I mean, you pull off the upset this weekend, you should beat Michigan State next week. But, yeah, I think Maryland's competitive. I did take a little 14 with the Terps this weekend against Michigan.
Well, let's stay local. And you, I'm not sure if you put your wallet behind this, but you definitely brought this up and flirted with this idea and said, hey, let's not write the midshipmen off here entirely. This could be a nice get right spot for them. So they get the win. Do you think they can keep this going at all? And let you want to get freaky about the playoffs. Yeah. How freaky could Navy get?
So they need to get ranked. Like, the American tiebreakers are a little odd. Mm-hmm. So right now we've got four teams with one loss in conference play. That's Tulane, East Carolina, Navy, and North Texas. The tiebreaker is college football playoff rankings.
Mm-hmm.
The next tiebreaker is four set of computer rankings, which, from my understanding, not great for Navy.
Okay.
So here's one thing. I think East Carolina loses this weekend to UTSA. That's okay. Just my gut feel. They go to the UTSA. UTSA, completely different team on the at home as opposed to on the road. I think the Roadrunners beat East Carolina. So if that happens, now we're down to three teams. The problem is Tulane got ranked, and that really was unfortunate. Like, we need Temple. We need the boys in Philly to get some Wawa sandwiches and head up there to the link and pull this upset here. That would be big for the
Stopped
mids.
By Marvin Harrison's bar.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, look, but let's also realize this. Navy's going to be an underdog at Memphis. Navy's got a tricky one on Thanksgiving, right? Go to Memphis. But I don't know where Memphis's mindset's at, right? They just got essentially knocked out. They lose to Tulane, and then they lose to East Carolina. Ryan Silverfield, their coach, has been mentioned with a number of jobs out there. Like, is Memphis just going to kind of pack it in? Because you know Navy's not. Navy's going down there ready to roll next Thursday night. So, God, I'm hoping for it, man. It would be awesome for the mids. What a win last Saturday. 10.5-point underdog against South Florida. And to get that outright win, so big for them. And it's not out of the realm of possibility. Need a little bit of help. Once again, I think the first leg of this parlay would be UTSA beating East Carolina. And if Temple wants to help out the mids, we know how frisky Temple could be. They almost beat Navy. Probably should have beat them. So if Temple can pull it off, trying to get the bowl eligibility, that opens up the door for the mids, and then Navy would go to North Texas for the AAC championship game. You know, I'll say this real quickly. I know there's some local ties to James Madison. Lots of people in your neck of the woods head down to Harrisonburg. Pretty big blow yesterday, I thought, with the rankings. And the market reflected it. Saturday night, JMU was around like plus 180 to make the playoff. When the rankings came out last night and Tulane was 24, that dropped them down to around 4-1. I think the rankings really hurt JMU yesterday. Also, Louisville falling to Clemson last Friday night, like, that was their one loss. It's not looking as good. So JMU's in some trouble to make it as the G5 representative.
Tim Murray, let the people know where they can find you.
Check me out on VSiN, the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. We got three episodes every week. Saturday morning, Masson 2, the VSiN College Football Tailgate Show, 9 to noon. So check me out there. And I'll just say this. Late night Friday night, it's going to be a fun one in my neck of the woods. Hawaii UNLV over and take the bows, baby. Rainbow Warriors ready to rock and roll. All underrated. Right. Give me Hawaii plus the points.
Nice. Tim Murray, always great, man. We'll talk next
Thank
week.
Thank you.
All right, boys. See ya.
Coming up next, we'll hit the hot corner. The Orioles have made a trade. They acquired Taylor Ward from the Angels for Grayson Rodriguez. Will they go and get another bat? We'll answer next here on The Fan. Orioles made a trade last night, trading Grayson Rodriguez to the Angels for outfielder Taylor Ward, coming off arguably his best season, 36 homers, over 100 RBIs. With that in mind, he's only got 1 year left on the deal, and then he's a free agent. It's the last year of arbitration. We all think they should go get another bat. Do you think they will go get another bat this offseason, or are they done getting bats?
I think they're done. I mean, you know.
It's like, minor stuff.
Like, yeah, do they bring in somebody to replace sort of, okay, so Mateo's gone, Ramon's gone. Like, do they get some sort of utility guy who's a veteran? Yeah, I guess. It could even be a waiver claim or something, or a non-tendered guy. Do I think they will meaningfully pursue someone who you could make the case on a daily basis that he should be in the top five or six of this lineup? I think you just got that guy. You got him for 1 year, $13 million, and then they'll be doing this all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, should they? Yes. Will they? We'll see. We talked a lot yesterday about first base because we don't think that Ryan Mountcastle is going to be tendered, and that's going to open up a spot. And right now it's going to be Kobe Mayo at first base, and then, of course, we know Big Sam can play first base as well. They need to add another guy there. Now, is it going to be a guy of the caliber that's going to bat in the top five of the lineup? I don't think so. It's not going to be Pete Alonso, of course. I'm still looking at first base if they were to add a bat.
Are you now? When you say you're looking at first base, is it a guy at Ryan O'Hearn's level?
That's, kind of, yeah. That's kind of what I'm. It's not going to be Pete Alonso, of course. I'm thinking it's like an O'Hearn level bat.
Like if they signed Josh Naylor and made this Grayson Rodriguez trade, I'd be like that. Okay, like that. I get it. So you got Naylor for 4 years. That's a long-term thing. And you decided one more bat could put us over the top. So we're going to not even see what Grayson looks like as a potential setup guy or closer. We're just going to move him for a 32-year-old rental who doesn't give you upside running the bases or fielding or anything. All that stuff that really matters and was so core to the Oriole way, but you know, these guys could give two dams about. I'd be more inclined to buy this. But what I think this absolutely does, look, maybe it was poison between them and Grayson. And if I represented Grayson, he would have been out of there before now. I'd have been on this show. I'd have made it real clear Grayson has a future there and that they messed
Make it
up.
Uncomfortable.
They messed up my kid. But like none of that was happening publicly. And so for this to happen when it happened, tells me that because nothing happened there, like happenstance, they covered up the guy's promotion for 9 months. They put it out there that link us to Tucker, link us to Bellinger, let out, like get Boris to do, like let him do his annual thing. Oh, yeah, yeah, they're really in on all my guys. Like, let's get all that out there, make it look like we're doing big boy stuff. And then, well, we couldn't pass on this Ward thing. And well, now we're good. We got the 32-year-old for $13 million, not the 28-year-old for $92 million. That's what I think.
By the way, the nailer of it all, I was half joking with you yesterday. Did you see here his quote from the press conference of how everything came together so quickly with the Mariners? Said, obviously, you could have tested the open market. That's what most free agents do. For me, talking to my agent, talking to my family, we knew where we wanted to go, and we got a deal done at a fair rate that we wanted. As great as it is to get the most you can, I am more than comfortable here. I love this place. I love this fan base. I love this city. I love my teammates, and I'm super thankful to be back. He went on to say he's got some unfinished business in Seattle.
It's a lot of love, Jason.
It's not a huge amount. He said himself, it ain't a huge amount of money.
No, as a matter of year one, it's like he made it so that they can do other things too.
Yeah.
Very rare you see that in this business.
Yeah. So no, I think this was their big swing in terms of adding a bat. And it's again.
So you're out on Kyle Tucker?
They were never in on Kyle Tucker. That was never going to happen in a million years.
It's got connections.
Should it have? Could it have? Sure. Being in on and being linked, and then all of a sudden getting a guy for $13 million for 1 year instead? No, that's them. That's what they do. That's who they are.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's going to be their big swing, pun intended, in terms of adding a bat. I still think they'll maybe add a O'Hearn type of bat as well to the lineup, but I think that's the big move. And this, you're right, it took them out of any of those free agent outfielders. And it also means that Colton Cowser's going to be the opening day center fielder.
What are they doing with the outfield? Like we were talking about earlier, you don't want Tyler O'Neill out there a whole lot because he can't field, and you want Dylan Beavers out there. He proved he can, and he proved he's a guy that can help you win baseball games. So I just was thinking out loud earlier, is Tyler O'Neill going to start the year platooning at DH with Sam Basayo, lefty-righty?
Probably.
Because you want Beavers in the outfield. Because if you mentioned Taylor Ward, the analytics show he can't. Yeah, and he's not a great defensive outfielder.
Nope.
So you don't.
And even in this place, left field might be tricky for him, but he's a corner outfielder.
So you don't want Taylor and Tyler out in the outfield. Because Colton Cowser ain't a guy that's like, he's not, what was the guy from the Bad News Bears that was catching the ball over everybody's head? Kelly Leak. Yeah, he's not Kelly Leak in it, Colton Cowser.
No. Yeah, I think the lineup, like you could, I think they could write the lineup. I was about to say the skipper could write out. They could write the lineup card out for the skipper right now. Like, here's our lefty lineup. Here's our righty lineup. Like, I think that's going to be it. There's not going to be any surprises who make the team from minor league camp. There's not going to be any more big signings. It's going to be this guy's bouncing back and this guy's bouncing back. And it's going to be like, will they let Beavers bat lead off sometimes? Are they going to shove this Jackson Holliday thing down all our throats again? Like, those are going to be the questions. But I think that you could write it out right now. Like, you could go Holliday. You could go Gunner. You could go Adley. You could go Ward. Like, I mean, I think it's there. Then it's going to be Cowser. Like, we could do it. We could do it right now.
Lower.
Probably we'll bet Adley lower.
Yeah. Like, I think Mountcastle will be out of here, but I don't think they're going to get anything for him affects this year's team.
No, I'm with you. It's a bag of balls. Likely. Coming up next, we've talked a lot about this trade. Andy Koska covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. What did he think of the deal, and what else does he think is to come for the Orioles? He'll talk to Andy next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.